Indian online without telling me. I don't know anything, but I invite.
Radiant Stores has an online store now.
Not just a store. It's Radiant Stores Online Wonderland. A 24/7 treasure trove of beds, phones, laptops, kitchen units, solar, even other trusted brands not found in store. And they deliver within Lusaka for free.
Free delivery? I'm never leaving my house again.
Shop Radiant Online at www.radiantonline.co.zm today. If you haven't found it in store, we definitely have it online.
Radio Stores, inspiring trust since 1981.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse Konse pay points. This Time Check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your stride showcased our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The President Hichilema emphasizes the importance of energy reforms for sustainable development. Vice President pledges more compensation to victims of sino metals pollution after full assessment. And in global news, Russia says it had no plans to target Poland as UK condemns unprecedented drone strikes. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that energy reforms are crucial for driving economic growth, stating that development cannot progress without a reliable electricity supply. Speaking during the 2025 Energy Forum for Africa conference in Lusaka today, President Hichilema urged African countries to speed up power projects and work together to connect the region. The head of state says Zambia is already seeing the benefits of energy reforms, which are helping to unlock investment and drive industrial growth. He says the shortage of electricity in many parts of Africa is partly due to climate-related droughts, but also because the energy systems have not kept up with growing economies. The president also stressed the importance of regional cooperation, calling for stronger connections between countries to ensure electricity can be transported from areas of generation to those in need.
Electricity is the engine of our economic growth and more growth agenda for Africa. That's what it is. When we drive economic growth and more growth, it is that which will deliver social growth, benefits in the social economic sector, in the community support for the weak, for those that require support. But electricity lagging behind the strategies that we have for utility reasons, in some cases, one that because of the mono energy economy, hydro, largely, and the drought, especially the last drought, with the living memory, decapitated us.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says significant changes are underway in Zambia's energy sector and assured that these changes will bring increased power supply, job creation and more investment opportunities.
We are modernizing rules, strengthening governance and opening clear, transparent avenues for private investment. Bankability is no longer a rhetoric. It is the standard we are building towards. At ZESCO, we are evolving from a traditional utility to a market enabler, a platform that connects capital, connect projects and customers. We are opening the grid, standardizing interconnection, and enabling multi-market participants to succeed alongside us. Three doorways are deliberately opened. One, open access to the transmission network for IPPs and power traders. Two, net metering for commercial, industrial, and retail customers. Three, mini grids to accelerate rural electrification.
Vice President Mutalena Lumango says the 14 million kwacha paid so far by Sino Metals Lease Limited to affected communities is only interim compensation and may increase once a comprehensive assessment of the pollution is completed. Speaking during a visit to the mine this afternoon, Mrs. Nalumango explains that under the agreement between government and the company, the final compensation amount will be determined by the findings of the detailed environmental assessment, which is set to begin next week. The vice president has also dismissed claims of a cover-up in the Sino Metals pollution case, stressing that government has been present through its various agencies and political leadership since the incident occurred. Mrs. Nalumango further urged stakeholders to partner with government in holding Sino Metals accountable by verifying measures on the ground rather than spreading misinformation about the process, while indicating that the company is bearing the costs of remediation and the ongoing cleanup process.
I'm not saying there will be obvious clean and addition. No. There could be a lot of additions. There could be more additions depending on the assessment. Because again, we are hearing minister that, you know, we said this is the only one. No, this is what written like that there. That is not what we agreed. At least that's not what I was doing, and that's not what I was giving to read before it was signed. So we will wait until the independent assessor makes the assessment and tells us the extent of the damage.
Former Chembe Member of Parliament Dr. Sebastian Kopulande has called for a cautious approach in increasing funding for the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, in the 2026 national budget, suggesting a careful review of the current allocation of 396 million kwacha. Dr. Kopulande has emphasized that any additional funds should be tied to stronger repayment and support mechanisms. He has warned that without proper checks, loan defaults and political interference could turn the CEEC into a tool for consumption rather than a revolving fund for citizen empowerment. Dr. Kopulande proposes that persistent loan defaulters be removed from the list of beneficiaries and suggested that lending should be accompanied by technical assistance, market linkages, and business skills development to help enterprises grow, repay loans, and sustain the fund. He also cautioned against reducing CEEC allocations due to past defaults, stating that such a move would unfairly penalize viable businesses.
Surely these levels of default, especially where political interference is involved, is clearly an abuse of the people's resources because these funds are coming from the national budget. And if they will be lent to people that don't pay back, then we have a challenge because then the intended purpose of empowering our citizens will not be achieved. We should not punish other businesses because other businesses have not paid. We should just sharpen our collection skills and sharpen our support effort to make sure that the businesses don't fail wherever we live.
Government says the ongoing expansion of the Nkana Water and Sanitation Company, Wulangirilo Water Treatment Plant, will help end water shortages in Kitwe, a district currently facing a critical deficit as residents go for days without the commodity. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says although the Chinese contractor, Chico, is slightly behind schedule, the project is expected to be completed by the end of 2025 and will boost water supply in Kitwe and surrounding areas. Speaking during a tour of Nkana water facilities, Mr. Nzovu said government interventions, including the new Wulangirilo plant with a capacity of 40 megaliters per day, are aimed at improving water supply in Kitwe North and Kalulushi.
So the assurance to the people of Kitwe is that we are going to